Is my face red? The waitress asked. Should have had a whiskey. Fish findings, strong drink. Tamarind, terminus, terminal. Just one sip and semantic disaster. Black statues show no dirt. 25 crowns is £1. What shall we do with these bodies? How shall we inhabit them with our clothes falling away in folds of lead and bronze? Shall our faces be painted or fractured or smooth, rosy, floral blue? How shall we live in them and yet out of them on the edge of the frame? A tawny city designed to be wet. Rust, tangerine, watermelon. The browns are orange and the pinks are yellow. Under a very old birch next to green rocks, the shadow of water is light. For, on the underside of a tree trunk, there is a reflection of the moving river. It means reconciliation, smiling. Taken to the other place, Otter Palace. Panther oath and anterior post, puppy pushed and punished most, and Doctor Who word, shoe bird, new herd. The synapse snaps, a primrose laps, water upside down, lopside gown. Where do they come from, their meanings dragging behind? The buzzing, moving tongue of brain, wrong of saying, Earl of Thane. Stone duck with painted lips. Long-legged figures under street lamps, stalking proudly. Alien insects of the movies and fairies of the old books. They are not like us. They ride the daylight invisibly. They are elegant and frightening. They have visited the poets in dreams. Neither male nor female, their faces are always turned away. They are clothed in their own shimmer and beauty. Sandy, yellow, smooth, hairless shoulders. Dogs dog you. A black and white collie, shaking with excitement for a stick to be thrown. Easy to become condescending to a dog. He'll stay with the equipment. Where humans are, dust is. Where humans are, they make places to sit and grieve. The places have high ceilings to let the deaths rise up off the shoulders of the living. Where humans are, I don't go. So, invent a language of shapes by recording what you see with an open heart and keep doing it every day, even in the midst of war.